Chapter 9. Time for Champagne. The story? Winner by choice. My bank account was brought down to pennies. I had a ton of gritty manual labor ahead of me. I had just taken on more debt than ever before, and most people in my surroundings just shook their head and said that I was a fool. The older generation, with my mother, father, and their friends, always pushed really hard for us kids to go and educate ourselves. The people my age said it was pretty cool and all, but insisted that buying properties would tie me down, and they didn't want me to be tied down. I felt pretty beaten up, and the more out of the box my project was, the more beating I would get. I suppose that's how most of us work. We tend to be very critical towards things we don't understand, and these people did not understand me. Nonetheless, I felt like I knew what I wanted, and so, in pure spite of all those negative comments, I decided to do something unexpected to help boost my confidence. I got on my bicycle and rode it into town, where I bought a bottle of Moët using the last pennies that were left in my account. With a fancy champagne in my backpack, I rode to the local butcher, where I picked up some really nice pieces of tenderloin from his own cattle, and then continued back home. At the house, I immediately got to work putting together a very high-end dinner for me and my family. It was just an ordinary Tuesday. Or, when I say ordinary, I mean ordinary for them, not me. I had just gotten myself a new house, my biggest investment property to date. I decided to celebrate that purchase despite what people around me said and thought. I decided to celebrate despite the huge mortgage I had just signed my name to, and I decided to celebrate despite the fact that I had brought my bank account to zero. I had chosen to do all those things, and I had chosen to do them because I had a feeling it would pay off. And it did. It paid off really well. Looking back, I'm proud of myself for daring to believe in my projects, and for celebrating every time I bought a new house, despite what people said and thought. I think you should celebrate your purchases too. The story in numbers? Expenses. Champagne equaled $55. 4 pieces of ribeye equaled $45. Income? Feeling good equaled invaluable. P.S. The house in this story is the same as the one in Chapter 3. The facts. Buying a house is a big victory for you, me, and anyone who is building a passive income through real estate. Victories should be celebrated. When you buy a property, pat yourself on the shoulder, go have a nice dinner, and most importantly, enjoy a nice glass of champagne. Few people do what we do, so a lot of people will have a hard time understanding. When people don't understand, they tend to be very moderate with compliments. It's probably more common that they give you bad advice or tell you what's wrong with your goals, investments, and ambitions. Don't let this get to you. Compliment yourself by celebrating your successes and avoid letting negativity influence you. The easiest way to figure out who to listen to is by looking at what they are doing well. If they are happier than you, they can probably teach you about happiness. If they're making more money than you, they can probably give you some good advice about making money. If they can run faster than you, they could probably tell you a thing or two about running fast. On the other hand, if they struggle financially, I would avoid taking their advice about money. They are always sad or in a bad mood. I would avoid their ideas about what makes you happy. All people will give you advice and have opinions, so it's up to you to decide who and what to listen to. Realizing that your parents might be wrong about what education is right for you or the ideal way to save for your retirement can be tough. With that said, I think we should celebrate our successes. Enjoy some champagne and take some time to feel good about yourself and your accomplishments. I'm proud of you for doing this, and I think you should be too. Well done, my friend. Action items. Buying a house is a great success for us real estate investors, but it might not always feel like it. When we buy a new house, we level up, and playing in a higher level will come with bigger challenges. These new challenges can put a damper on how we feel at times. And this celebration is something we do to remind ourselves that even if it feels scary or painful, we are doing the right thing. If we just keep on fighting when times are tough, greener pastures will await us on the other side. Learning to overcome the challenges of this new level in life and not letting them defeat your spirit comes with great rewards. Financial freedom, less worry, more confidence, more room for generosity, and even fancier cars if you wish. It's a form of emotional control. Control your emotions and you will control your life. Be aware of potential issues, but don't let worries overtake you. Enjoy success, but stay humble. You are not God, and new challenges will be upon you soon enough. When faced with challenge, stay positive. It's part of life. The better we get at dealing with challenges, the easier life will become. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill.